At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
That's right. It is a Wednesday, so we give you our Fesco and Dusty poll question that we do every single Wednesday. And this Wednesday, it is about the AFC West. That question is, which team in the AFC West worries you the most? Denver Broncos, Los Angeles Chargers, Las Vegas Raiders, or none actually worry me at all? Denver Broncos lead the way to 59.7%, the Chargers at 8.9%, the Vegas Raiders a solo 1%, and then none actually at 30.4%.
That's making a run right there, man.
With 191 votes currently already this morning. We'll revisit that at 9 o'clock and at the end of the show. But again, which team in the AFC West worries you the most? Broncos, Chargers, Raiders, or none?
And as you said, as you were walking out during a break, which is like true, like they would have won the division by 5 games had we played our starters in the final week of the season, I mean, right? It really is. It's just so perplexing to me that because we have not had a game what will be 192 days when the Chiefs take the field against the Chargers in what, 17 days, that we are basing everything and everything on this NFL season by a game that the Chiefs lost to the Eagles 8 months ago in the Super Bowl, where the team is not the same as they were then. The say it out loud test, as Carrington always talks about, right? The say it out loud test. When you say it out loud, does it make sense? And if the answer is no, then change your line of thinking. That's why for me, when Dusty goes, they don't want it by 5 if they play their starters in the final week, I'm like, no doubt.
I mean, who's to say they don't win that game? I mean, they don't definitely get blown out 38-7 or whatever the hell, 38-0 or whatever it was. I mean, they didn't play. But that was last year. This is this year. Speaking of that, I'm not saying that this team might make a championship game appearance like the Washington Commanders did last year, but who will be that one team this year? No one's talking about that will be a good team and possibly make the playoffs. Kind of how sneakily the Commanders were good last year, even though last place schedule, Bears puked all over themselves in that one game. Commanders did a good job. They had a rookie of the year quarterback. They had a good running back set. They had good wide receiver sets. They had a revamped offensive line. They've added Deebo Samuel. We'll see if Terry McLaurin is still there, because now apparently the Minnesota Vikings are reaching out to people.
Well, the Vikings want every wide receiver out there now.
Addison's out for 3, and JJ's got a hamstring. Even though they say he'll be ready by week 1, we know how hamstrings can be.
Right. With Terry and JJ together.
Oh, my.
I mean, and Addison coming back week 4, and TJ Hockenson.
Yeah, that's an NFL type of move, though. That's what you do. Like, just load up, because you got a young quarterback.
Yes.
It's exactly why the Chiefs signed Sammy Watkins when they were turning the franchise over to Patrick Mahomes. We need veteran wide receivers. Okay. You follow what works, right? Uh-huh. You're turning it over to J.J. McCarthy. You've got some veteran wide receivers, but much like the Chiefs, it's a mash unit at your wide receiver spot. You know, at this point in time, you got some injuries up there right now. The Hollywood Brown thing, I think we're going to be talking about injuries with this guy all year long, man. Like, just piece this guy together. Get him out there. Get him healthy to play. Like, I can tell you from just having conversations with folks around the league, they are very, very cautious about what they're going to do with Hollywood Brown between now and the first game of the season. And hell, even in between games, they may decide, all right, we just got to make sure Hollywood plays on Sunday, especially with the Rashee Rice stuff going out. But the good news is Thornton and Royals are really lighting up the world, and they're excited about those two guys. But when you start to look at who that team is going to be next year or this year, that was the Nationals, the Commanders last year. It's hard to say because we don't know, right? You have to look at all these teams that are playing these last place schedules, like the Raiders or whatever AFC South team is in there, or New England probably is going to be the common answer for all of this. I think New England is the common answer for this, because as much as people nationally hate the Chiefs and what they've done, by God, they're in love with what the Patriots have done. They haven't done anything. Their coach hasn't proven anything yet on the big national stage, except for maybe 1 year. But by God, we're giving the Patriots all the roses. So I think the Patriots are kind of that Commanders team, the low hanging fruit, nobody talking about you. And you went, what, 5-11 a year ago?
I believe so. Yeah.
They could be that team.
And Drake May was decent.
Yeah, it's decent.
He gave
yeah.
promise.
Yeah, yeah. But they've got more people seemingly excited about him than they are about Patrick Mahomes or whatever.
They have an offensive lineman that's a rookie that cried on draft night that he's going to spend the rest of his life protecting for Drake May.
Will Campbell, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Loves football. How about the Panthers? That's one that I've kind of been thinking about recently. And I think that defense is going to be bad, but I think that offense could be great. The division's rough. Talk about Dave Canales as a coach. Geno Smith revitalized his career under Dave Canales. Baker Mayfield revitalized his whole career under Dave Canales. Bryce Young last year for eight games started to look like a brand new quarterback under Dave Canales. I think this guy now and he's got his Mike Evans now and Tet McMillan. We know Xavier Leggett last year looked like a solid number two wide receiver. Adam Thielen, one more year of being that vet wide receiver.
They also have a dual running back set too.
Yeah, you've got Nice and Chuba Hubbard and Miles Sand.
No, God, imagine if they had a guy like, I don't know, Christian McCaffrey on their team.
Yeah, that would be really nice.
Or Brian Burns.
And they've done a lot of, yeah, Brian Burns. Yeah, DJ Moore.
But you could say they got all these players with the picks maybe that they accumulated for these players.
They've rebuilt the offensive line. I just think like that could be a really fun spicy team in a division where 10 games gives you a chance.
So you're writing off Baker, and I don't mean that like, you know, flippantly. Like, Baker's still in that division. Everybody loves Baker. So
they're gonna be great. They'll be a top 10 offense for sure, the Bucks. I think that the Bucks were awesome last year. What'd they win? 10 games?
Yeah, 10 or 11,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They barely won that division. We talk about the Bucks, they barely won the NFC South.
And like, they were beat up.
That's true. So were the Falcons, right? If Kirk Cousins doesn't just start sucking for a month, maybe they win that division, right? They were in the lead. So
how do we know that, like, a team like who was I thinking of in the NFC South?
Falcons.
Yeah. Who's to say? Like, what if Michael Penix comes out the first month of the season and is just on fire? Like, they could give Tampa a run for their money. 100%. There, right?
Yep. 100%. That defense also gonna suck. That's the problem.
Atlanta.
Yeah. Defense gonna be bad.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's got weapons on offense, but I don't know about how the defense keeps him in games.
People forget about the defensive side of the field all the time, man. Like, you got to have a well-balanced team.
If this is a semi-bold take segment here, why not stick to a Southern division and say Tennessee?
I thought about them, Dusty.
Right?
I like where you're thinking. I thought about them, man.
Because you look at some of the similarities. Daniels goes to Washington last year, and all the talk was Caleb Williams going to Chicago, right? Cam Ward goes to Tennessee this year. All the talk was Shador Sanders, Travis Hunter, Ashton Gentry, the kid that's in New York as Abdul Carter. Not a lot of Cam Ward talk. That division is also kind of ass. Can C.J. Stroud battle back with not having Tank Dell this year and having Nico Collins fully healthy?
It's funny how people are down on C.J. Stroud and said he had an off year when he did go to the divisional round at the playoffs last year.
He just had a dip in his rookie production. Yeah. Call Patrick Mahomes and see what people expect after your first
year.
Good point. And, you know, you look at the AFC South, we'll see what Trevor Lawrence and Duval can do down there with, you know, some of the weapons that they have created with their team, with Brian Thomas Jr., and now you have Travis Hunter, who we still don't really know what his role will be, but we know he's going to play both sides of the ball.
He's been out for a while.
Has he? He's been hurt?
He's been taking a couple of days off. Okay. Yeah. They said he's going to be back at practice today, so it's something to kind of look at.
Tennessee has nothing to prove. They have a rookie quarterback who has kind of flown under the radar, and I don't think Daniels necessarily flew under the radar, but he was not on the top of the totem pole when it came to like people they were talking about. It was Caleb Williams last year. What can he do in Chicago? And even through like week three or four, it wasn't until the Hail Mary play where everybody goes, all right, maybe Jaden Daniels is a better quarterback and Chicago should have taken him over Caleb Williams and maybe he could be the rookie of the year. And it ended up being that way. They ended up getting blown out in the NFC Championship game, but you take a rookie quarterback to the NFC Championship game on a new revamped organization and a new head coach. I'll do that every day, twice on Sunday. So why can't that be Tennessee? Again, this is the beginning of the year. We don't know anything about anybody's team necessarily now, but why can't Cam Ward and Tennessee do things with, you know, maybe a Calvin Ridley out there?
Love Ridley.
A few options as well on offense. We'll see. But if I had to pick a team that could surprise people, maybe with the talent they have at quarterback and the story that's not being told yet because it's not a main focus point because of the way we've made it, media people I'm talking about.
Yes.
Maybe they fly under the radar and all of a sudden Tennessee goes into like a last place schedule. They're playing into like week 8 and they're, you know, 5-2.
I mean, this conversation that we're having right now is just so just eye-opening to how, like, ESPN controls the narrative of how we all think about the NFL, right? Because I don't think there's anybody out there thinking about Tennessee and remembering that they had the number one pick. Why? Because as soon as the pick was made, they were talking about everybody else except that number one pick. And that's kind of where we all are. Like, that the narrative gets spit out there by whether it's NFL Network or ESPN or whoever it is, and then we all follow it. Because the logical answer for me on this one should be the Giants, right? They're really good. Maybe one of the best defensive lines in all of the NFL.
100%.
Malik Nabers is fantastic. There's a lot of new life that's going on there. I think the thing that holds the Giants back, we're all convinced that Russell Wilson is not the Hall of Fame quarterback that he once was, but also the beginning of the season for the Giants, right? That's a very tough schedule. If the Giants were playing like the Browns, the Texans, you know, some softer teams at the beginning of the year, mm-hmm. I think the Giants would be a lot more of an answer to that question. But people see the Giants beginning part of the season like, whoa, you got to play everybody at the beginning part of the year. And we haven't seen Russell Wilson be really good since, you know, before COVID.
Yeah, and their O-line struggles too with the
it does.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. He needs that O-line. But yeah. I do. Yeah, the Titans could be fun and spicy. Yeah, that's a fun take. I hope they are. It'd be good for the NFL if Cam Ward was good, right?
Hell yeah.
Yes.
And how good would it be for the NFL if all of a sudden the Giants were good,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that'd be a same thing as the Knicks, right?
Because the Giants, in my opinion, have never had a personality on their team, right? They had Lawrence Taylor. But they've never had that true, they've never been that like true personality
was Strahan,
team.
I'm asking. I really.
Jeremy Shockey was one hell of a personality.
He was, but he's, the quarterback has never been that big personality guy.
Never.
Jackson Dart has the opportunity to be that big personality guy. That kind of gets me excited, that side of things. Like Eli, really good quarterback, Hall of Fame quarterback. Personality now you're seeing, but when he was playing, it wasn't like that. Jackson Dart, to me, has a lot of that charisma that you need. Now, whether he's going to be any good, I don't know. But he's got that charisma that the Giants have, quite frankly, lacked forever.
He's got swag.
Yeah, yes. He does. Yeah.
Confidence, swag, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Glazing.
Glazing can be defined pretty easily. It's simply the latest term to describe what happens when someone goes too far in showing how much they like someone or something else, to the point of being ridiculous.
Kind of like Mac with Howie Roseman. Coming up on the other side, Wyatt Thompson. I'll stand on CAG's business all day long. Yes. We'll go to Wyatt Thompson and stand on his K-State business as they take on Iowa State in Dublin this Saturday at 11. Wyatt Thompson joins us here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Michael Wacha, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
The Fan, you hear the Chiefs, the Royals, Kansas State Wildcats. There's a big one on Saturday, boys and girls.
Exciting one on Saturday. This is the way you start a college football season, right? Not against East Tonale State, but a top 25 battle. Let's go.
No doubt about it. 17th versus 22. We are now joined by Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the Kansas State Wildcats. Wyatt, how are you on this lovely Wednesday morning?
You know what? I am almost perfect. Today is the day we've been waiting for in terms of leaving on what should be a great trip to see a great football game. And I'm like you, what a way to start the year, huh?
Yeah, no, it's outstanding. It's a top 25 game. It's a conference game also. So like there's a lot at stake for this game. What's the feel though, kind of being the program that gets to kind of showcase themselves to the world for K-State to be able to do this? This is awesome for the program, Wyatt.
Well, it's hard to quantify what it's going to mean in terms of national and international exposure. I think that's one of the things that stands out to both Iowa State and K-State, to be honest with you. At least that's what they've talked about, you know, since that very first press conference at both campuses. The Aer Lingus people have been great. The city of Dublin, the country of Ireland, that, you know, they're trying to educate their people on football. And why not with a game like this? You've got two teams, as you said, conference foes, pretty big rivals, as it turns out, over the last, well, for many years, but these last, I'm going to say last 8-10 years have been some crazy quality, great games. And I think we could have one again. I think these teams are pretty, they're a little bit different in some ways, but the way they operate with good coaching, good player development, quality recruiting, winning games, why not? Let's do it.
So you guys are leaving today for Ireland. You're flying out of KCI. How does all that work for you guys? What's the travel like?
Yeah, the first bus, and I think there are six or seven buses that will go. Team, of course, would go first, I believe, if I'm not mistaken on that. But I haven't looked that deep into it. But these buses will leave between 12 o'clock and probably about 1:15. MCI and then out of there somewhere around 5:30-ish, and then we get into Dublin their time at about 8:30 on Thursday morning. So it'll be a pretty good little flight over there, as we know. But, boy, the guys are excited about it. You know, I've talked to several players at practice over the last few days, especially those veteran guys that have been around a while, right? I mean, they're the leaders of this group and kind of excited to get this thing going. You know, expectations are high, and I'm pumped up to see what they bring to the table because I like what I've seen in camp.
Yeah, Wyatt Thompson is who we're talking to right now of the Kansas State Wildcats. And Wyatt, I want to ask you this. You talk about pumped up veterans and ready to show out. What are we expecting to see from Avery Johnson this year at the quarterback position, which is always, you know, a prized position in Kansas State history?
I think we're missing the boat if we're not expecting him to take a pretty decent leap forward, because he even said by his own admission at the end of last year, 9 wins was nice. But if I would have been better, we would have been better. And I love that. And I think he's tried in the offseason to be a better player in every way. 18 pounds of muscle mass added. He's maintaining that weight right now at right at 200 pounds. He's worked a lot on, you know, fundamentals and working with offensive coordinator Matt Wells and some of these new receivers and what have you. But even above and beyond that, when you talk to Matt Wells about why is he better, where is he better, he talks about pre-snap reads and just, you know, how different he is now compared to when, you know, he started as a starter last year as a true sophomore.
Wyatt, this is also a rivalry game. It's a conference game. And I'm going to say this and tell me I'm wrong, but like this feels bigger than a bowl game with this opportunity that K-State has, because obviously you're playing for something. It's a standalone type of game. It's the first game of the college football season. So yeah. do you feel that way, or is that just kind of me being like, we got 40 some bowls, but this is one where I feel like everybody's going to be watching, other than some of these bowls where there's, you know, 10 going on at one time.
Well, I think the uniqueness of it is probably what we're trying to describe here, because this is K-State's second international football game ever. The other one was back in the early 90s when they went to Tokyo and played against Nebraska. So that in itself is a very unique thing. But then I think, you know, you look at, let's be honest, both of these teams have their sights on a couple of different things, maybe three. One, winning this game, getting off to a good start. Two, ending up in Arlington, Texas, the first weekend of December. And three, trying to be a playoff team. So to me, just those factors right there probably make it every bit as cool, if not more so, than just, I mean, I don't want to say just a bowl game, but right. You get the idea. This is a big deal.
And you look at K-State's schedule, too, and I know it's early and people kind of, you know, fight about the rankings and whatnot, but there's only one other ranked team on the schedule this year for K-State, and that comes on November 1st against Texas Tech. Currently, they're ranked 23. And so this looks like a year, like this could be the year for K-State, right?
Well, you certainly hope so, because we've talked about Avery, but we need to talk about Dylan Edwards and some of the other standout offensive weapons that K-State has. And I think they feel like they do have more weapons around Avery now with the addition of Jaron Bradley and Jerron Tibbs, those two transfer receivers. There are other guys, of course, too, but those guys are going to bring size and strength and experience. Big catch radiuses at 6'3 and 6'5. That's huge for Avery as far as I'm concerned. And I'm really excited to see how they use Dylan and move him all over the field. And I think you're going to see a lot of Joe Jackson, another running back who was really pretty good, you know, towards the end of last year. And I think has a lot of skill. The question is going to be, can that offensive line be what they hope it is? And then defensively, I think K-State has as good a defensive unit as most in the league. They've got to have those corners step up and replace Keenan Garber and Jacob Parrish, but I think the coaches are excited about Zayshon Rich and Donovan McIntosh. So this should be a good defense with a lot of veteran guys, and I hope it plays out that way.
Why wouldn't we do my job if we didn't talk about the opposition in Iowa State? What does K-State need to avoid playing the Cyclones?
Well, you can't let them get off the deck and start running the ball with a great deal precision, I guess I'll say, because they do have some veteran guys in their offensive line. Rocco Beck, their quarterback, is a winner. Mm-hmm. Carson Hansen and Abu Sama are both, you know, solid running backs, no question. They have good tight ends like K-State and Ben Bramer and Gabe Burkle. I think the question for them is two things for their season. One, can those new transfer receivers be what Higgins and Noel were last year? And that's a tall order. Those dudes were second-day draft picks. They both had monster seasons. I've heard Matt Campbell say they were pros last year. Now, they're true pros now after being drafted, but everything they did was professional a year ago is his point. Hard to replace, right? And the next thing is they've got to be better in the defensive front because they were in the bottom third of the league last year in rush defense, and that's a little unlike Iowa State, to be honest with you. So, you know, that, like all of us, they have their questions, but I think the strength certainly outweighs the weaknesses at this point. They're a good club and well coached.
Yeah, Wyatt, we appreciate the time. On Saturday morning, I'll be sure to have Rubens, Guinness, and by halftime, I'll just drink Jameson and enjoy the Wildcats going to a 1-0 start, buddy.
You sound like you got a good plan going there, brother.
Hey, man, I'm doing what I can. I'm not going anywhere. I'll just stay home, and by 2 o'clock, I'll be past week zero and on to week 0.08.
There you go. Go Cats.
That's right,
right,
baby. Yeah. Thanks for the time, Wyatt. Enjoy Dublin. Enjoy all of that. That's going to be a great trip, and come back 1-0.
You got it. Thanks, bud. Fun to you guys.
Fun to talk to Wyatt Thompson. And like his voice to me, it just feels college football, right? Like you hear Wyatt Thompson, you're like, all right, we're here, man. Like it is officially football season. And I think, look, it's a great opportunity for K-State. There's no other games going on Saturday, you know, that anybody's really going to be paying attention to. It's a top 25 matchup. It's a standalone game. It's 11 a.m. And look, I think it's a great opportunity for K-State to go over there and get a win. And really, when you look at their schedule, this is the year for K-State. You got your Wildcat shirt on in there, Matt. I know, or Mac. I know you're.
Heck yeah.
I don't know why I said Matt. I was thinking of, I don't know what. But maybe always love him. But I think, you know, you got your K-State shirt on. People are excited this year. This should be a big year for K-State. Like, this is a golden opportunity for them. No ranked teams until November when you get Texas Tech on your schedule. Go take care of business this year, man. Be that team that finally gets over that hump for K-Staters.
Well, and like you said, this is their showcase of the world in 2 or 3 months when they're talking about playoff teams.
Yeah.
Everyone will talk about K-State, and they'll only have watched one, maybe two games, but one of those games is week zero.
Yep, and I'll tell you what, man, first impressions in the NFL are obviously with the Chiefs, the last impression that people have. It stays with you forever, and people will have their minds made up about K-State and Iowa State by the time this game is over, and whichever team loses, it's going to be very hard for a lot of people to kind of let them back into the good graces of the college football world. That's why polling, I understand for some coaches, it does suck at the beginning of the year. But for fans and for guys like us that just watch week to week, it's fun to have all this kind of stuff going on with the rankings and whatnot. I love it. I think that's what brings a lot of life to college football. And so an opportunity here, and if you don't take advantage of it, that's on you. Go out there and kick some ass.
You should also take advantage of having every episode of the franchise available to you, the Kingdom documentary on ESPN Plus and Disney Plus. All of them are completed by you?
Yes.
Watched every one by me. Yep. Max got one more to go. The one that you
I would have thought he'd have been the first one to finish this thing.
I was going
to
finish. Yeah, it was Hannah's birthday yesterday, so it was just a little bit.
Shout out.
Yeah,
did you guys go to Applebee's? Or?
we did. It was brought up, actually. Yeah. It was brought up. But no, we went to Sykes Lady.
Okay, nice. Yeah, very good spot. Yeah, no, that's a hidden gem. Well, all the JoCo women know about
that. Yes. All the moms are out there. Are we talking about the restaurant?
Both.
What was on the menu?
It's good. We got the whipped goat cheese to start.
I'm out.
It's fantastic. Yeah, oh, it's so
oh, it's good. We had the whipped goat cheese.
Smash.
The it's like the smash. Only food that I just really? Not going to go near.
Oh, it was like blueberry goat cheese with crackers. Mm, so
because
good.
Cactus has got like these goat cheese and steak enchiladas now. And Jen's like, she goes, I won't take it off the plate.
But yeah, then I had a chicken pesto and she had the... chicken pesto sandwich, and she had the Chicago cheesesteak.
Oh, very good.
It's fantastic. Yes.
Nice.
So we talked about yesterday, Chicago style, you dip it in. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, baby.
It was good. It was fantastic.
Spot. Good hidden gem, good happy hour.
Any cocktails?
Oh, yeah. I had
because it looked like she had an Aperol Spritz.
She
maybe it
had,
was wine.
No, I think she had wine, and I had sangria.
I mean, I'm cool with that.
You say. Do you.
You guys sat on a patio, too?
My wife loves sangria.
It's a good day for wine and sangria.
Hot day for a patio day.
I saw the picture.
We're in the shade. We're in the shade.
I saw the picture you posted on IG. Was she drinking like a rosé or like a white Zin?
Well, okay, that's what you're... Okay, that picture was old. That was an older picture, so that was not from yesterday. That was a... orange wine
okay
from that day yeah
an orange I've never heard of an orange
that's
wine.
Her favorite kind of wine
really?
Orange
where
wine.
Do you get that
Red Door Wine Store
yeah wine stores
I mean like I've never heard of
I had never heard of
wine.
It until we just walked past it one time and ever since we tried it 2 years ago yeah. It's been her like favorite she loves it so right. Yeah
is it like fruity is it like a rosé is it sweet it,
I would assume it's probably like a little acidic a little bit of it's probably better served chilled I would assume since it's yes. Like a sparkling yeah.
It's kind of like a white wine-ish yeah. It's not oranges.
It, oh,
that's what
it's
I thought
not.
Too. It's not oh, oranges. Okay. I thought that at first too. It's grapes, but something about the grapes makes it orange. Like they're
like cotton candy grapes. Are we making wine with that yet?
No, that's called Moscato.
That is kind of cotton candy grape-ish.
But yes, yeah. I'm going to finish The Kingdom tonight. Very excited about
okay,
it.
Okay, so yes. Yeah, you got to finish. The ending is just fantastic. They couldn't have ended it in a better way. And the last couple of episodes, like you mentioned it earlier, the meeting with Veach and Clark and Andy after they win that Texans game in the playoffs. I thought that was just
that,
cool.
Yes, that was very
cool. I mean, I don't have a lot to add, like, oh my God, like, you know, some kind of, you know, profound take or something like that. I just sat there as a fan going, this is really interesting.
This is awesome.
They're not saying a whole heck of a lot, but just seeing the reaction of everybody kind of living in that moment of we're in our seventh straight AFC championship game and Travis has broke every record known to man.
Yeah.
But that I thought that was a really cool
moment.
It
was awesome, man. Mm-hmm. You can tell even Andy Reid's like, whoa.
Yeah, that's the part for me was like Andy was even like impressed by it,
yeah.
Right? He's seen everything in this
exactly.
League.
Exactly.
I love the Tony Romo line.
Oh, the Tony Romo line was...
Which one?
I mean, you got 3:33 to go, oh, Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. The time's yours.
And then I love how they played the Carl Loftus, because it's funny how you see things at the end of a season, but then you don't see everything, like the tea leaves of it. And Carl Loftus was really bugged in that Buffalo game
yeah.
Earlier in the season where he's like, yep. I spun too late. Otherwise, it's a strip sack. We win that game. Mm-hmm. And the one seed is essentially done by week, mm-hmm. Whatever they played them, 9, yep. 10, whatever it was, 6, 5, I don't even know, Nixon 6. And I think that, and then the way they come back full circle to that game, you know, Carl Loftus is like, they let George free. Josh Allen got loose. He chucked it up there. He goes, it was a great throw. His guy just didn't catch it.
Yeah.
And again, I go back to the take that I know our buddy hates that loves Cincinnati on the text line. That's why those games against Buffalo are always, to me, the ones that I'm on the edge of my seat.
Absolutely.
Or standing every single time, because they're always close. It's always a play. It's always 13 seconds. It's fourth and one. It's goal line stand. They scored. All right, let's go do it. They don't want to quit. Let's keep going. Because when they play the Houston Texans in the playoffs, you hear Travis Kelce, they ain't ready for this. They're yeah. done. They're mm-hmm. ready to go home. And that's why. And then you hear Tony Romo be like, hey, man, like, Josh Allen, this is your moment,
well,
man.
And
3:33 left in the game to go to the championship game, the Super Bowl. Here you go.
And that's to me why Josh Allen is not Patrick Mahomes and never will be. I mean, Tony Romo laid that out there as well as you could, like it was scripted. And he said with 3:33 to go in the game, the Bills have the ball, right? This is that last possession. 3:33, what were they down?
Three.
At that point, they were down three, right?
Yep.
So you had an opportunity. You didn't have to go win the game, but just give your team a chance to tie the game and give that Tyler Bass an opportunity to be wide right. And ugh. So they start that drive, and Tony Romo goes, Jim, I'm just going to tell you, if you're Josh Allen, this is your time.
He's not lying.
It couldn't have been. Like I didn't see that because I was at the game. So I had never known that that had happened. I had never known that that was uttered. If that was uttered and I had heard that, we'd have been playing the crap out of that thing, right? Like, so if something like that happens yeah. from now on and I'm at the game, we need to know about that, because that, to me, right there, that's the money line of not just that game, of not just this rivalry, of the careers of Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. Tony Romo in one line with 3:33 to go, this is your time, Josh! And what did Josh Allen do? Didn't come through. Yeah, your guy dropped the pass. Yeah, you were short for a yard. All this kind of stuff. But that's the difference between Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. 3:33 to go. Tony Romo saying, Chiefs are going to win this, Jim. You know Patrick's going to find Travis in the back of that end zone, and the Chiefs are going to win by 4. He was setting Josh Allen up to have the moment. and Josh Allen didn't have the moment. So stop bringing the smoke that he's better than Patrick Mahomes, because you know damn well Mahomes would have led that team down the field for a score.
He wouldn't have let it get to a, like, that's the thing. It's like, well, then don't get it. Don't let it come down to a yard. Don't let it be a fourth down.
Right, yeah.
Like, get 6 yards on third and inches and fourth and inches. Like, just get the first down on fourth and one in the Super Bowl against the 49ers. Like, people are like, Tony Romo again, Jim, this could be it. This could really come down to it. And Mahomes keeps it, runs for 10 yards, and we never even think about that play. But that was a fourth and one on the start of the overtime drive to win the Super Bowl. It was a fourth down, and that's exactly what Josh Allen had, man, and couldn't do it. Now, I will say that was a drop. He had a great throw, but got to make it happen, man.
You got to make it happen.
Yeah,
you,
I know.
You
it's
have
not always
to.
Fair.
You're right, and it always comes back to the quarterback. I don't even remember the tight end who dropped the pass, right? Like, nobody's going to remember that guy, but we're always going to remember that was another opportunity that Josh Allen had. This is the way sports works.
Yeah.
It's just the way it goes, right? So Kincaid obviously should have caught that. Mark Andrews should have caught the pass, too, you know, for Baltimore last year, right? Remember when he dropped that two-point conversion, right?
Yes, among others.
Among others, right. But you've got to make these plays, but that's the difference in DNA, if you will, the winning DNA versus the very good DNA. Patrick Mahomes has the winning DNA. And that's why Chris Jones at one point says, I always think we have a chance with Pat and Andy.
Yeah.
I've been saying that since year two with these guys.
Well, it's like what Brittany said after the AFC Championship game. She said, it's always going to be okay, because Taylor was like, I was just so nervous. I had to talk to you. I didn't know what to do. Is everything going to be okay? Brittany was like, yeah, it's always going to be okay. And it's like, I love that.
And then she stood between Donna and Brittany and goes, my two pillars of support.
Yes, yes.
Where's that song on the album? Orange wine, also known as a skin contact white wine, skin fermented white wine, or amber wine, is a type of wine made from white wine grapes, where the grape skins are not removed but stay in contact with the juice for days or even months, as is more typical with red wines. Orange wines range in color from pale yellow to deep amber, depending on the grape varietal and length of the skin contact.
That's interesting. I never heard of that before. That's awesome.
Refreshing.
Bring a bottle. It's a bottle and a platter.
Will do.
Gonna get twisted on that day. Coming up in about 20 minutes, Matt Cotrero, the Royals manager, will join us. But coming up next, I got a bold take about the Rams. I'll explain. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 96.5, Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
Final segment, 8 o'clock hour here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. Before we get to Matt Cotrero, the Royals manager, at 9 o'clock. Hey, Matt.
Good morning.
You know, ever since, you know, the tough questions got asked, this Royals team has been doing great. I'll take some credit. But no, I kid. Royals playing well, played very well last night, went 5-2. Bobby Wood Jr.'s 100th home run we had yesterday. What happens first? Salvador Perez gets 300. Yaz hits another leadoff homer. Bobby hits his 100th career home run.
I went Bobby.
And there you go. So, again, the Royals, the offense, the pitching, the defense was all there last night. The hits may not have been there, but what do you want to bitch about? You want to bitch about hits or you want to bitch about runs? Because they put up 5. So there you go. One thing that I think is kind of eye-opening is that every year in the NFL, we pick a team to go from first to worst or worst to first, right? I think the Rams are in the category from going worst to first. I am absolutely scared and literally worried about the Los Angeles Rams. It is no secret. I have said this many, many times. I watch FS1 every day when I go home. Colin Cowherd, I find interesting, even though I don't agree with everything he says, because he has the Broncos as the 4th best team. The Chiefs as the 5th best team. I like to listen to people that are outside of my world of sports. I like First Things First. I like Colin Cowherd. I think everybody has some good takes on there. And he was talking with Matt Hasselbeck on Monday, as he does every Monday, I believe at 1 o'clock or 12. It's one of those times. And Matt Hasselbeck is actually very insightful. He's a good guy to listen to, because he's one of those quarterbacks that weren't really like superstar powerful. You know, probably made the biggest mistake of his life telling Green Bay at the overtime coin flip, we'll take the ball and we're going to score. And Al Harris, pick 6, Seattle's out of the playoffs. One of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. But he did mention Matthew Stafford, and it is a conversation, because Matthew Stafford, Super Bowl winning quarterback on the Rams, and he is what will keep that ship moving. And if that ship is not moving because that back is not sturdy, which is a big concern, because we talked about this a couple weeks ago about veteran quarterbacks not playing in the preseason, right? Josh Allen hadn't taken a snap, probably doesn't need to. Aaron Rodgers hadn't taken a snap, probably doesn't need to. Matthew Stafford doesn't need to take a snap with the Rams, but he's limping into practice. He's gingerly getting around. He has a back issue. We know Matthew Stafford has battled through injuries before. He's 37, and it's a back issue. And I'm worried that if Matthew Stafford stepped back in the pocket and gets walloped, like, that could ruin their season, and that would cause them to go from first to worst, because I worry about the health of Matthew Stafford and what that can do for that team.
Yeah, you ever have a back injury?
Oh.
Have you ever had a back injury? Are you old enough to have a back injury?
My back has been hurt before, yeah.
Yeah, but it affects everything, mm-hmm. right? And it's something like you can't walk. You can't do anything if your back is injured. And if you have an injured back and you're a football player and it's not getting any better.
Let alone a quarterback.
Let alone the quarterback for a team. Like I remember just like Mike Sweeney's back injuries and how that derailed, obviously, his career and ended it. Now, Matthew Stafford has had a long enough career, and there was talk about him walking away this offseason. Remember, it was, do they re-sign him? Are they going to trade him? What's going to happen? We're in a lot of trade offers for Matthew Stafford, right? Now, I think maybe we're seeing why, because of his age, and maybe they did their due diligence, looked at the x-rays or whatever, the MRIs. He should be going to QC Kinetics. I'll tell you what, they'll fix him up right now. Let's go. But the back injury, this is, I feel like I'm kind of with Dusty on this one. It's going to be, I feel like, a topic all year long about Matthew. The guy has not played yet. The guy has not practiced yet this year, guys. And I think the quote from Sean McVay earlier this week was, we hope that he's going to be out there. We think he's going to be out there in practice. We'll see what he can do. But it's like, they're not guaranteeing anything. And we're on the 20th day of August right now. And your quarterback has yet to throw a pass in training camp. I don't know how anybody could be. Who's their backup?
Jimmy Garoppolo?
Jimmy G.
Or Stetson Bennett.
Who would you rather go with?
Stetson Bennett is apparently catching heat or catching momentum.
Wasn't he the guy that was crawling through windows with underwear on in Dallas or something like that?
He was a bit inebriated, got arrested because he was partying hard after the national championship parade.
Right, so he's that same. You're a kid, it happens, right?
Yeah, it was a couple of years ago.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm just making sure. 25.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, I've been known to do stupid things well into my 30s.
If you got a story from like Mac, he's like, hey, I got to miss the show. I went to jail this weekend because I was crawling through windows in my underwear. Yeah. Like, you'd be like, dude, grow up. He's 25.
I would say that to you because you're working. I mean, this kid was like still in college. I don't know. But you don't hold that against him. But I don't know if he's any good as a quarterback. Jimmy Garoppolo, I would probably, fly with if I were the Rams.
I think so.
But it's still at that point in time. I mean, your starting quarterback has a back injury. How can anybody be positive, bullish, if you will, on the Rams this year? That division just does nothing for me.
I know you're not an NFC West guy
at all.
Seattle's could run away with it.
They could.
They got Darnold and Cooper Kupp and JSN. Plus, they got Kenny Walker and Charbonnet, who could be good pieces on that offense. Their defense is decent.
Torrey Horton, guy to know for the Seahawks this season. Remember that name,
Torrey Horton.
Torrey Horton will take over for MVS by week four.
MVS is in Seattle.
He's their wide receiver three. Torrey Horton will be their wide receiver three. Yeah.
Then you have Kyler Murray in Arizona. We know Bob has no hope in that process, but could.
Yeah.
With McBride and Connor, veteran running back. Also, you have Marvin Harrison Jr. And can Kyler finally turn the page? We don't know.
Yeah.
You look at the Niners, right? No Brandon Ayuk for at least 6 weeks, we think. No Debo Samuel anymore. Christian McCaffrey.
Healthy.
He could be as a running back / piece in that offense. And Brock Purdy. Now it's time. This is your team now. Now you get to go be that guy. I feel safe with Brock Purdy if I'm the Niners. I don't know if I feel super confident, but I feel safe.
You feel safe.
If you're the Rams and you don't have Matthew Stafford, but you have weapons. So maybe that's enough. I mean, Puka Nacua, Devontae Adams, Kyren Williams.
Is Devontae Adams still considered a weapon, though?
He did okay last year.
You do? Okay.
I think he's really good.
Okay.
And now he's away from the Aaron Rodgers saga and everything like that. He's in L.A. He's played in L.A. before.
He's in L.A. where nobody knows the team exists.
But I am worried about Matthew Stafford. I wonder where that's going to be. Like, I would set the over-under right now on Matthew Stafford. Games played at 3.5. Would you take the over or the under?
No question. No, I'm with you. That's a good number. And I would 100% take the under on that because I've seen back injuries are the ultimate. It'll be fine tomorrow. And then it's 6 months from now and we're still saying it's going to be fine tomorrow. So the back injury is one man that once I hear back injury, I'm like, that guy's done.
And people have said on the text line, he practiced Monday and yesterday, but he did not look great to me. He looked like he was walking slow. And Matt Hasselbeck said that as well on the Herd. Like, he doesn't look like he's ready for week one or that he's ready to go out there. Like, he's practicing, and you're saying looks good. Sounds like a lot of excuses.
It does. That's a great take by you. That's built-in excuses right there. They're hoping he looks good. You hear a lot of coaches talk, and they don't say hope, but, boy, you can sense the hope. Sean McVay is hoping. I mean, again, they could have just left Matthew Stafford on the cutting room floor this offseason. Mm-hmm. And they brought him back.
The funny take I saw yesterday was that with Anthony Richardson getting demoted to the backup to Daniel Jones, it was like, watch, Sean McVay is going to get a hold of Anthony Richardson and turn him into a top 10 quarterback.
Well, just now, but he wants to be traded, but Anthony Richardson's agent needs to dummy the F up, man. Like, you're out there saying, we don't understand and we don't trust the organization. Your guy quit on his team last year. Do we forget that Anthony Richardson legitimately tapped the F out on his teammates last year? If I'm the Indianapolis Colts, I'd have put Lurch in there, a quarterback, over Anthony Richardson. That guy didn't stand a shot if I was the Indianapolis Colts this year. Oh, yeah, you can come in here and try. Ain't giving you a chance. You quit on the team last year.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
A lot of you guys were quitters on the Royals. Where are you at now? They are 65-61, four games above 500, the first time since May 25th. They are 2.5 games out of the wild card, and we talked to the man that is in charge of that team, Matt Cotrero, the Royals manager, joins us on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Royals.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.